The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and print impaired. Hello, this is Dave Smith for the North Carolina Reading Service, and this is Triangle Bulletin Board. For the next half hour, I'll be reading to you about the events and happenings occurring during the upcoming weeks and months, as reported from various sources. All right, coming up in April, it's the Dreamville Festival. Of course, Dix Park in Raleigh will host it, and it's set for the weekend of April 6 and 7. If you've not been, this is no small festival. Just last year, the event drew an estimated 100,000 fans from all 50 states and about two dozen countries. Ticket information is available on the event's website, dreamvillefest.com. The hip-hop music festival was created by Fayetteville native and rapper J. Cole, who also headlines the event. No listing yet of performers, but Nicki Minaj will be one of the headliners. Again, the Dreamville Festival set for the weekend of April 6 and 7. And speaking of festivals, we got a listing here of many, many events coming up. February 1st through the 3rd, it's the North Carolina Jazz Festival, Wilmington at the Hotel Ballast. February 2nd and 3rd, the Appalachian State Old Time Fiddlers Convention, that's on the App State campus. February 15th through the 17th, the Carolina Jazz Festival. It's at UNC Chapel Hill. Locations vary. February 16th through the 18th, the Bluegrass First Class event, Asheville at the Crown Plaza Resort. March 23rd, Dreamville Festival, Blue Brew and Q Festival. That's in Kenansville at the Duplin County Events Center. As we mentioned at the top of the program, April 6 and 7, the Dreamville Festival at Raleigh's Dix Park. And in April, the 11th through the 14th, Singers and Songbirds Songwriter Festival in Statesville at various venues. April 12th through the 14th, Moo, Brew, and Q Music Fest in Charlotte at the Avid Exchange Music Factory. April 13th, Lucknow Music Festival in downtown Dunn. April 18th through the 20th, the Big Lick Bluegrass Festival in Oakboro at the Big Lick Festival Park. April 19th through the 21st, Tuck Fest. That's at Charlotte at the National Whitewater Center. April 19th through the 21st as well, Wub and Dub Arts and Music Festival in Willard at River Bluff. April 20th, the North Carolina Cuegrass Festival. That's on Raleigh's Fayetteville Street. April 20th as well, Earth Day Jam in Salisbury at Bell Tower Green. And another one on April 20th, Rocky Fest. That's in Hidden Night at the Rocky Face Mountain Recreation Area. A couple more in late April, 26th through the 28th, Boom Charlotte. That's an arts festival. The 25th through the 28th, Merle Fest, Wilkesboro at the Wilkes Community College. And finally, on April 27th, it's Beach Fest at 95. That's in Selma at the Farm at 95. Okay, Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. All programs start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Thursday, January 25th, Denicia. Born and raised outside Houston, Denicia's Southern heritage forms a canvas for her evolving musical portrait. As a child, she performed in church choirs and taught herself to play piano and guitar from her family's trailer in the woods. In her latest release, Highways, she fuses elements of country, folk, and rock. That performance starts at 7. Saturday, January 27th, it's Beverly Botsford and Catch a Groove Quartet. Join cross-cultural percussionist Beverly Botsford and band for an interactive musical adventure in rhythm and song, weaving inspirations of jazz, soul, and blues with rhythms of Africa and Latin America. And that show starts at 11 a.m. Saturday, January 27th at Carolina Theater, the ICCA South Quarterfinal. The International Championship of College A Cappella is the real-life Pitch Perfect. Join us for an unforgettable, family-friendly evening of the best in local a cappella. And that starts at 7 o'clock. Wednesday, January 31st, Croce Plays Croce. It's the 50th anniversary tour. Multifaceted singer-songwriter A.J. Croce is hitting the road again in celebration of two more of his father Jim Croce's legendary albums, 1973's Life and Times and his final release, I Got a Name. Thursday, February 1st, the documentary, February 1. On this remarkable day in 1960, four college freshmen changed American history. The Greensboro Four began a sit-in at Woolworth's lunch counter in Greensboro. The restaurant refused service to patrons of color. This demonstration is considered one of the pivotal moments in the civil rights movement. It starts at 7. Saturday, February 3rd at Carolina Theater, The Monty, I Blank You. We want to hear stories about a time you finally told someone how you felt, whether that's the beautiful stranger at the other end of the bar or your frenemy who stepped on your toes one too many times. So often what connects I and you is a four-letter word. Which word exactly, though, varies. That's The Monty, Saturday, February 3rd. Tuesday, February 6th, Better Together, stories from Jubilee Home. Join Jubilee Home and Durham Cares for an evening of storytelling and togetherness as part of Durham Cares' locked-in solidarity with freedom for our people. That all starts at 7. Tuesday, February 6th as well, Gypsy Kings featuring Nicholas Reyes, special guest Shutter Dog. Nicholas Reyes has been the leader and co-founder of the Gypsy Kings for over 30 years. In the past three decades, they have dominated the world music charts and sold more than 14 million albums worldwide. That show starts at 8. Friday, February 9th, Step Africa. Founded in 1994 by C. Brian Williams, Step Africa is the first professional company dedicated to the tradition of stepping. Under Mr. Williams' leadership, stepping has evolved into one of America's cultural exports, touring more than 50 countries across the globe. Saturday, February 10th, the ICCA quarterfinal. It's the International Championship of Collegiate Acapella, once again, a pitch-perfect type program. Join us for an unforgettable, family-friendly evening that starts at 7. Monday, February 12th, 36 Seconds, Portrait of a Hate Crime. In 2015, three Muslim American students were executed while eating dinner in their home in Chapel Hill. The film charts the victims' families' agonizing overnight pivot from drama to advocacy as they struggle to prevent their loved ones' deaths from being dismissed as the result of a random parking dispute. They courageously speak the truth about the hate crime that has destroyed their lives about the overt and insidious ways racism plays out in our society and about the need to reform a hate crime system that is broken. Program starts at 7. Tuesday, February 13, it's the Robert Cray Band, the 50th anniversary tour. Over the past four decades, Cray has created a sound that rises from American roots, blues, soul, and R&B, with 5 Grammy wins, 20 acclaimed studio and live albums that punctuate the Blues Hall of Famer's career. Thursday and Friday, February 15 and 16, Drew and Ellie Holcomb, Feels Like Home Tour. Drew and Ellie are a husband and wife Americana duo from Nashville, Tennessee. Shortly after their marriage in 2006, the couple began touring together with Drew Holcomb and the Neighbors. The band has supported many national touring acts, including the Avett Brothers, Need to Breathe, Don Henley, Willie Nelson, Amos Lee, and Darius Rucker. And that's a look at the schedule for the Carolina Theater on West Morgan Street in Durham. Okay, the Martin Marietta Center for the Performing Arts in downtown Raleigh. Thursday, January 25th, Dave Barnes. Barnes's soulful pop songs won him the support of artists like John Mayer, while the spiritual tone of his lyrics earned some support from the Christian music scene. Dave has had over 100 songs recorded by other artists such as Florida Georgia Line, Tim McGraw, Reba McEntire, Dan and Shay, Carrie Underwood, Need to Breathe, Billy Currington, and countless others. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday, January 26th, Tony Trichaz's Earl Jam. This is from Pinecone, one of the most influential banjo players in the roots music world. For this performance, Tony will be honoring the music of North Carolina legend Earl Scruggs. It's at Fletcher Opera Theater at 7:30. Friday and Saturday, January 26 and 27, Dvorak Cello Concerto. This is, of course, from the North Carolina Symphony at Maymandy Concert Hall. February 1st through the 18th, Rhapsody in Blue from Carolina Ballet. It captures the exhilarating, heart-beating, romantic pulse of George Gershwin's iconic music. The program will also include 2 new works by principal guest choreographer Lynn Taylor Corbett and resident choreographer Amy Hall Garner. This is at Fletcher Opera Theater again, February 1st through the 18th. Evening performances start at 7:30, matinees at 2 o'clock. All right, Friday, February 2nd, Friday favorites, All Strings from the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall at noon. Friday, February 2nd and Sunday, February 4th, The Barber of Seville, and that's from the North Carolina Opera. Rossini's recognizable melody set the stage for a madcap matchmaking musical comedy. Audiences will delight in a plot fraught with bribery, mischievous deception, and disguise, and it's all in the name of love. The Barber of Seville runs approximately 2 hours and 45 minutes, and it includes 1 intermission. It's all at Memorial Auditorium with performances at 7:30 Friday and a matinee Sunday at 2. Friday and Saturday, February 9 and 10, Let's Groove Tonight, Motown Meets the Philly Sound. The pop and soul and R&B sounds of Motown meet famous hits from the Philly Sound as your North Carolina Symphony and guest vocalists perform classic songs including Ain't No Stopping Us Now, Love Train, What's Going On, I Heard It Through the Grapevine, and more. Maymandy Concert Hall with performances at 8 Friday and Saturday and a matinee on Saturday as well at 3 o'clock. Friday and Saturday, February 16 and 17, Beethoven Symphony No. 5 from the North Carolina Symphony, Maymandy Concert Hall. Saturday, February 17th, Jorge Lozano H. From a very early age, human beings are attached to labels, insecurities, barriers, and limiting beliefs that become chains over the years. These chains may have led you to fail in your relationships, to feel stagnant or discouraged in your personal or professional lives. Maybe those chains have you bored or sunk into depression, and that's over. Get ready for an electric dose of motivation. It's time to break free, to get up, to get ahead. It's time for your revolution. This is at Memorial Auditorium at 8:30. Sunday, February 18th, Criminal Live. Criminal is a podcast about crime, stories of people who've done wrong, been wronged, or gotten caught somewhere in the middle. Often called the thinking person's true crime podcast, Criminal has won numerous Webby Awards and is consistently ranked one of the top podcasts by Apple, Rolling Stone, Wired, and Time Magazine. This is at Maymandy Concert Hall. And then Tuesday, February 20th, special winter concert. Triangle Youth Music's top groups come together in one exciting performance. The award-winning Triangle Youth Jazz Ensemble and the Triangle Youth Philharmonic will take the stage with classical and jazz favorites in their midwinter concerts. It's at Maymandy Concert Hall. It all starts at 7. All right, let's talk about a few laughs. We'll start with the schedule at Raleigh Improv on Parkside Main Street in Cary. Thursday, January 25th, it's Don McMillan. What do you get when you cross an engineer with a stand-up comic? Well, you get Don McMillan. This former chip designer has been doing his one-of-a-kind PowerPoint-driven comedy show for audiences for over 20 years. Friday and Saturday, January 26 and 27, J.R. DeGuzman, Working It Out Tour. J.R. began performing comedy while working as a music teacher, which he quickly learned just meant teaching Taylor Swift songs to teenagers. Thursday through Friday, February 1st through the 3rd, Cristela Alonzo. Cristela notably starred in her own ABC half-hour sitcom, Cristela. She's featured on Comedy Central's Live at Gotham, and Gabriel Iglesias presents Stand Up Revolution. She was also one of the female comedians on Showtime Network's Legally Brown. She was also in FX's Sons of Anarchy. Thursday through Saturday, February 8th through the 10th, Tony Rock, comedian, actor, producer. Tony Rock is the hardest working man in show business. Tony was born laughing, and it was quickly apparent that his big brother wasn't going to be the only famous comedian in the family. Thursday through Saturday, February 22nd through the 24th, Kev Herrera. Kevin has always been the clown, not only with his friends, but also with his large Hispanic family. Kevin's unfiltered raw comedy is inspired by his triumphant life experiences. Sunday, February 25th, Kevin James Thornton. He's a rising TikTok IG star with over 1 million followers and 500 million video views. Kevin has built a loyal following, posting hilarious, heartfelt, and occasionally cringy moments of self-reflection that are relatable to audiences young and old alike. Then starting off March, it's Cheryl Underwood, the 1st and 2nd, and then the March 15th through the 17th, Chelsea Lynn. And again, all shows are 18 plus, unless noted. All right, we'll move on to Goodnight's Comedy Club, Woodburn Road at the Village District. Thursday through Saturday, January 25th through the 27th, it's Randy Feltface. Randy has spent nearly 20 years carving out a unique niche on the international comedy circuit. He's played sold-out seasons in London and New York and featured several times at the Montreal Just for Laughs Festival. Friday and Saturday, January 26 and 27, Tim Butterley, comedian, actor, podcaster, video game streamer, and good time haver from Philadelphia. Tim hosts and produces his own fake TV show, Field Trippin', on YouTube. And his podcast, Dad Meat, has toured the country with live shows and festival appearances. And both shows emphasize his true gift of inexhaustible enthusiasm. Sunday, January 28th at Goodnight's, Justin Silva. Justin started doing comedy at age 21. Prior to that, he was a full-time electrician and a part-time server at Chili's. After his first comedy show, he learned where he belongs, and that's the comedy stage. Thursday through Saturday, February 1st through the 3rd, Jeffrey Asmus. Jeffrey began performing stand-up in 2013, immediately after wasting more than $140,000 on 7 college degrees. He has performed at Just for Laughs in Montreal as a new face and was also featured on Fox's Laughs, College Humor, and Kevin Hart's LOL Network. Friday and Saturday, February 2nd and 3rd, Akeem Woods. Akeem is a regular at the Comedy Cellar in New York City, was a semifinalist on Stand Up NBC, and has been seen on Kevin Hart's LOL Network. Thursday, February 8th, H.L. Boney, a rising force in the Triangle comedy scene. With his laid-back demeanor and thoughtful observations, he moves crowds of all walks of life. He burst onto the comedy scene in 2018 by advancing to the semifinals in the Goodnight's Comedy Contest in his first-ever stand-up attempt. Thursday through Saturday, February 8th through the 10th, Leah and Andrew Ruddick. Leah is an actor and comedian based in L.A. Her viral comedy and character videos have amassed nearly 1 million followers and over 15 million likes on TikTok and Instagram. Andrew is a nationally touring stand-up comedian, writer, and actor. One of the fastest-rising comedians in the Midwest, his comedy can be heard regularly on SiriusXM. And his debut comedy album opened near the top of the Apple Music charts. Friday and Saturday, February 9 and 10, Doogie Horner. Doogie was a semifinalist on America's Got Talent, where he won over a raucous New York City crowd. He performed on Dave Chappelle's Oddball Comedy Tour and is a frequent guest on Doug Loves Movies. And then coming up later in February, Prohibition Comedy Show, Faze and Love, Eric Rahill, Matt Balassé, Tim Meadows, Ryan Brown and Ron Nobles, David James, Martin Amini, and Michael Palachek. And once again, special note, all shows are 18+. All right, let's take a look at what's going on at the Durham Performing Arts Center, also known as DPAC. Here again, most shows start at 8 o'clock, unless noted. Friday and Saturday, January 26 and 27, it's Harry Potter and the Sorcerer's Stone in concert. And it's 7:30 both nights and a Saturday matinee at 2 p.m. Sunday, January 28th, Lucinda Williams and her band, the Don't Tell Anybody the Secrets Tour. That starts at 7:30. Wednesday, January 31st, Elvis Costello and the Imposters with Charlie Sexton. It's their 707 tour. Thursday, February 1st, Scotty McCreery, Cab in a Solo tour with Ann Wilson and Graylin James. That concert starts at 7. Friday and Saturday, February 2nd and 3rd, Mitski with Tamino. Tuesday through Sunday, February 6th through the 11th, Ain't Too Proud, The Life and Times of the Temptations. Wednesday, February 14th, Durham Love Razor, and that starts at 7:30. Thursday, February 15th, Blackberry Smoke, Be Right Here Tour 2024. February 16th, Nashville Songwriters. That show starts at 7:30. Saturday, February 17th, Dancing with the Stars Live 2024. There are two shows, and they are 4 and 8 o'clock, and a special guest of that program is Julianne Hough. Monday, February 19th, Nickel Creek. Tuesday, February 20th, An Evening to Shine, Durham Public Schools and the Durham Public Schools Foundation will host this event to showcase the district's performing arts students and successes and raise money for the college scholarships. As in years past, hundreds of choral and dance students representing all of the district's schools will perform, and that starts at 7. Thursday, February 22nd, it's Gregory Porter. This is presented by Duke Arts. Saturday, February 24th, David Foster and Catherine McPhee. Mr. and Mrs., there you go. Sunday, February 25th, big music man, it is Joe Bonamassa. And finally, Tuesday through Sunday, February 27th through March 3rd, Peter Pan, the hit Broadway musical. We have run out of time for today's episode of Triangle Bulletin Board. I hope you enjoyed it, and be sure to listen next time. I'm Dave Smith, reading for the North Carolina Reading Service. The content of this program is intended for people who are blind and impaired. Triangle Bulletin Board is available as a podcast at our website, ncreadingservice.org. Comments or questions, call us at 919-832-5138. Thank you for listening to the North Carolina Reading Service.